Tantor Audio presents Tarnished and Torn by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1.
Let me get this straight. This is a palace for cows? I asked, staring in disbelief at the hulking cow palace, which sported a colossal banner that read, Gem Fair This Weekend. Where I'm from in West Texas, a royal bovine showplace wouldn't have been entirely out of the realm of possibility. Here in the urban outskirts of San Francisco, it seemed rather anomalous. In fact, downright preposterous.
It's not a moo cow palace, Bronwyn said, adjusting her new-to-her tunic, a rare find from the 1960s. The purple gauze, decorated with rune symbols and pentagrams, matched the violets woven through Bronwyn's frizzy brown hair. The COW stands for California, Oregon, and Washington. It started out in 1941 as a livestock showcase. They still hold rodeos here sometimes, but they also have concerts and sports events. Anyway, as you'll soon see, the Cow Palace has more in common with an airport hangar than with Versailles.
And here I had an image of cattle taking tea with the Queen,
teased our friend and co-worker Maya. Just wait until we get inside, you cynics. I guarantee you the Gem Fair will take your breath away, said Bronwyn with a cat that swallowed the canary grin. The three of us were standing in a long queue of eager shoppers, waiting for the doors to open. We each had several canvas bags slung over our shoulders in anticipation of acquiring loot for my vintage clothing store, Aunt Cora's Closet. When Bronwyn suggested we close the shop this morning in favor of attending the Gem Fair, I almost balked. After all, my customers had been so good to me and my store over the past few months that I hated to disappoint any who might be desperate for vintage clothing this warm, summery Sunday. But on second thought, I realized a trade show...